Moncrief on News Talk.
Next month, we'll start the season of work Christmas parties where people drink too much, say too much, and possibly have to rock up to the doctor sometime later with a suspected STI. Dr. Aisling Loy is a consultant in sexual health at St. James's Hospital. Good afternoon, Aisling.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, just to kind of maybe frighten people a bit, but in terms of the treatment of various STIs, have we reached the point that, say, particularly the strains of gonorrhea that can't be treated anymore?
No, we haven't. You will read about these super gonorrheas in the media, but thankfully they haven't reached our shores yet. We're quite good with what we call antimicrobial stewardship in Ireland, where we constantly survey the microbes we have and they check the different antibiotics against them. And we haven't got to that point. It will, you know, we see it down the line happening because it happens in other countries, so we're vigilant for it. But as yet, we haven't had any super gonorrhea, but it's really important to keep vigilant and to get treatment as early as possible to stop the spread.
Right, and this particular strain of gonorrhea, it's highly resistant to antibiotics, presumably.
Exactly. So at the moment, what we do when we detect it is we treat people, and then we do contact tracing. People might be aware of that from COVID times. We also culture the strain that they have, check it against different antimicrobials in the lab, and then we also invite people back for a test of cure to make sure it's gone and it's truly gone and not just there still, because people wouldn't know if it was there or not, because often these things are asymptomatic. They've absolutely no symptoms with it.
And is syphilis gone now, or in such low numbers that people don't need to worry about it so much?
Well, no, it's not gone. So far this year, up to last week, we've diagnosed nearly 900 cases.
Wow.
So it's on the rise. It's up 15% this year from last year. So we're seeing more and more of it every year. And it is one of those ones that can cause really significant consequences, especially for women of childbearing age, because it can not only affect them, but it can infect their baby in utero and cause serious consequences for unborn children. So it's something that's, well, look, pregnant women are screened for it at 12 weeks when they get their booking bloods, but it's just something that is on the rise and to be aware of. For most people, they don't know they have it. Most people have absolutely no symptoms of it. It's only when they get tested for it that they find out that they have it, and it can have serious impact on all different systems in the body, from the brain, causing neurological issues, blindness, deafness. It commonly can cause sort of a skin rash that most people wouldn't notice because it's flitting. It comes and then it goes. But it has consequences for the heart, for bones. So it's just important to screen for that as well.
Oh my gosh! And now, obviously, the pandemic would have made a difference in all this, but post pandemic, have the rates of STIs in Ireland been steadily going up?
They have from before we discount sort of 2020, 2021, because the rates of testing went down, even though people were still actively getting inoculated with things. I know we had social distancing, but, you know, many people didn't adhere to it, and sex was still happening. So it's just testing went down during those times. But we've gone steadily up from 2019 onwards, year on year. This year we're seeing a tiny dip, but that's yet to be reported fully because we can see it week by week with the HBSC. But we've gone up over 150% from a few years ago with STIs. So yeah, they're creeping up and up. Yeah.
And is it correct to say that after Christmas, the first 3 months of next year, that would tend to be the busiest time of the year for people in your line of work?
Yeah, absolutely. January is usually really busy because of all of the parties that happen over Christmas time. People get a little bit, their inhibitions go down with some drink and sometimes drugs, and they don't make the decisions that they would normally make with their full sobriety in check. So, you know, they'll often not get symptoms for a few weeks and sometimes a few months and sometimes not at all. And they might only find out when they get a text in January going, look, I've got chlamydia, would you mind going getting checked? And then they'll be looking for a clinic to attend. And sometimes, say with party season starting, as you say now, they can develop symptoms. It can be Christmas Day, they wake up and suddenly they've got a terrible, painful discharge or something like that. And, you know, they can't access care necessarily because we do take holidays as well. So it's, you know, it's just important to be mindful and try to avoid getting them so that you're not in that predicament where you need an emergency service over the Christmas period.
Is chlamydia the most common nowadays?
Yeah, chlamydia is the most common. So far this year, we've nearly 10,000 cases diagnosed in Ireland. For most people, it has very little symptoms. Sometimes with men, they might have a tiny discomfort when urinating, maybe a small amount of discharge. But for a lot of people, it's very mild or no symptoms. Might be a little bit of abnormal bleeding for women or an abnormal discharge. But for most people, no symptoms at all. So it's important because, you know, it can lead to infertility if left untreated. So it's important to get tested.
Is shame still a factor to some extent or another if somebody thinks they have contracted an STI?
Yeah, there's definitely still a stigma and an element of, you know, sure, I'd only test if I had symptoms, or that's for other people. You know, I wouldn't be the one. But if you're having any unprotected sex, you know, you should get tested. Definitely in Ireland, we still have a bit of a old-fashioned attitude to it, whereas I'd see, you know, being in Dublin and quite international, you'll see a lot of people from other countries who'll just regularly get checked maybe once a year as part of their health routine, the way they would get their dental checkup. So we definitely have a very different attitude. People will come in and say, gosh, I never thought I'd be the type of person who'd be sitting in a place like this, implying that it's only for sort of other types of people. And I said, well, sure, look, if you're the type of person who's having sex, then you should be in a place like this, because it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just something you should get checked. And, you know, it's fine. It's easy to treat most things. Most things are curable. And, you know, we deal with it quite simply. And it's, you know, it's definitely, most people go away very much at ease after they've been in to see us, because they think, oh, goodness, that was, you know, really scary and frightening. And we understand that when people are coming in to see us, but they walk away sort of going, that was not nowhere near as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Can you get home testing kits?
You absolutely can. And that has really helped with bringing down the infections, I think, this year, because we had that bumper year last year. And I think that was because of the now widespread testing that's done. There's free HSC home test kits you can get on sh24.ie, and they're discreetly delivered to your house. You do the sampling at home with either swabs or a urine sample and a pinprick of the finger to give blood, and that will test you for things like HIV, hepatitis, syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and you get the results sent discreetly to your phone with a text a couple of days later. So it's a really effective way to screen. Obviously, if you have symptoms, we would say to come in and see us, because, you know, that there's many things that could be that's not picked up on that test. So that test for the sort of simple big five, but there's lots and lots of other things we deal with, from skin issues to chronic candida and things like that aren't tested for on that test. So we'd say, you know, come in and see a gum physician or your GP if you have symptoms at all.
Aisling, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Aisling Loy, a consultant in sexual health at St. James's Hospital and Humorous Health Clinic.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.